With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A redrawn congressional map favoring the GOP is a done deal.
The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leading congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to quickly sign it into law, though Democrats have vowed to challenge it in court. President Trump has been pushing for the map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm elections. It has five new districts that would favor Republicans. The effort by Trump and Texas's Republican majority legislature prompted state Democrats to hold a two-week walkout and flee the state. It also kicked off a wave of redistricting efforts across the country. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is threatening to remove the mayor of Washington, D.C. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After ordering a federal takeover of the D.C. police force, the president is boasting about a safer nation's capital. And he has a warning for Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It was unsafe. It was horrible. And Mayor Bowser better get her act straight or she won't be mayor very long because we'll take it over with the federal government, run it like it's supposed to be run.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon has ordered National Guard troops patrolling the streets of D.C. to start carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Immigration officials say they intend to deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia to Uganda after he declined to be an offer to be deported to Costa Rica in exchange for remaining in jail and pleading guilty to human smuggling charges. Garcia's defense attorneys wrote in a Saturday court filing that the Costa Rica offer came on Thursday when it was clear he would likely be released the following day. After he left jail Friday, the Department of Homeland Security notified his attorneys that he would be deported to Uganda and should report to immigration authorities on Monday. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington answers the question, why do pastors quit?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him, 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population was devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule. Alexander Florian of the Eli Wiesel National Institute for the Study of Holocaust in Romania says anti-Semitism is exploding on social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram, though less visible in traditional mass media. The COVID pandemic amplified conspiracy theories dating back to the 19th century as well. This is SRN News. California could become the first state to require restaurants to post common food allergens in each menu item.
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens: milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
I'm Donna Water.
Both Menendez brothers are being denied parole in California. A San Diego parole turned down Lyle Menendez's request for parole last night. His brother Eric was also denied parole. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.